It's Friday. Do you know where your IT guys are? We don't. It's Patch and Switch. And now, two guys who couldn't make it working in a fast food burrito shop because, guys, a seven-layer burrito has nothing to do with the OSI model. It's Patch and Switch. Okay, the band has abandoned us.
Exactly.
As has,
not just the band.
As has Switch. The whole program has gone to heck. Switch is here.
Yes. Someplace.
Do you have am I looking at the camera?
Yeah, is that that's his camera.
Switch.
So, yeah, let's pop back over here at least. There we go.
Hey, everybody. Happy Friday. I'm here. We have a guest.
Hey.
Mark Morrow's here.
The audio guy's here.
Switch was here, and I saw the hat.
Yes. I think the hat needed some special time, I guess.
Well, here's the thing. We were 3 minutes from starting the show, and he said, oh, I've got time to get coffee.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
No.
All right. Let's see. We've got people in the chat room.
At least that we have them.
Yeah,
they're on time.
Exactly.
They're on time.
Mr. Black, is it Mr. Black Sway or Mr. Black Sway? I don't know how to do this. Sway. I'm going to go with Sway. One Wise Geek. Peace Dramas joined us. Vizio MVP Bitten, who is doing some beer money work, reinstalling an HP laptop, updating it from Windows 8 to Windows 10. Well done. Kowski has joined us. Henrik again.
Yes.
This is two shows in a row, like a whole month in a row.
Yes.
Jason Velocity has also joined us. AZ Growler Guy from Arizona, I assume.
Yes.
Okay. I'm smart like that. Andy Sandwich, former guest, has joined us. Our own Essex girl, Fair Brit. Chuck Richards, also in the chat room today. You know, the thing is when we bring in guests, we actually have people joining us. Oh, your arch nemesis, Ned Pyle, also joined us. Mark Morrow's an arch nemesis. You need to move the mic a little closer. You can actually raise it. Like,
go to the phone lines.
Go to the phone lines.
It's going
to
be bad.
He's going to...
Yeah, I'm fixing your mic.
He's going to call in on the AM Sports Talk Radio show here.
Yeah, he's just...
John on a mobile.
He's on a payphone in the subway, and he's got some thoughts about the eighth inning pitching performance of somebody. He's got some problems with you, and you're going to hear about it.
Hey, look, we finally found Patch.
Hey.
Hey.
Do you know that there's a PC recycle dumpster right outside?
No.
Oh, gosh. There's some good stuff in there.
What'd
you pull? You have to go look at that.
So when the show started, we had 3 minutes to go, and you're like, I'll just go get coffee real quick. You had the coffee in time and probably could have made the start of the show, but you got sidetracked by the PC recycle bin.
You went dumpster diving. What'd you get? What'd you pull?
Oh, God.
What'd you pull?
I got a Blu-ray player.
Because
right. I owe you a disc.
Oh,
so.
No, I don't want it. Are they fresh out of HD DVD?
It's a perfectly good LG external Blu-ray player.
Does it burn disc?
With a Centronics connector on the back.
Oh, it's got a Centronics connector on the back? That's fantastic.
Nice. I was going to try to see if I could get a PC that I could get Mark to troubleshoot, but... That's the wrong guest, right? He doesn't do PCs. My quality headphones are stuck on my microphone right now.
He just threw you right under that bus, didn't he?
I saw.
He has identity, doesn't he?
Well, he's a smart guy.
Oh, I know.
I figure he can do all sorts of IT
things. Client performance for a long time as well.
Oh, I did not know that.
way to insult our guest.
I didn't know who he was. It's just Mark. That's all.
Only know him from Twitter.
Yes.
Admit it. You don't even recognize him. Like, if I didn't tell you Mark Morrow was on the show, you'd be like,
"I've met
Oh,
Mark.
Hey, I'm Rick."
I've met Mark maybe, I want to say, less than six times in person. It's all been online interaction so far.
And random conferences.
Random conferences mostly is where it is, yes, for sure. Yeah. Occasionally, did we even meet in Chicago last year? I think, I had to have met.
Yes, when you guys were doing all the videos for Ignite.
Mm. Yes, I remember now. Very good.
How is that coffee?
The coffee is amazing.
Okay,
I had to stand in line behind two different contractors that were rating the drink coolers.
Yeah, because we have the upgraded
Drink coolers
level two drink cooler,
and apparently all the construction contractors love having the abilities to walk over and grab something.
Love coconut water.
Oh yeah, the coconut water is the bomb. For sure. I didn't grab any of those because they're low. However, there is a notice that if you want, you can take as much milk product home with you as you can because they're turning off the power tonight for the weekend.
Oh, okay.
So there is free milk product in our secret bunker building.
Yeah. Did you also see the sign that says this is what I love, the whole help with our wastage?
Yeah.
Because, you know, the people like you who open up a container of milk and use like a splash and then stick it back in the fridge and then somebody else comes along and does the same thing.
I'm assuming from my socialist background that other people are going to use this.
Right. This milk. So they have a sign that actually goes through and it's animated and it talks about this. Did you see the sign? So they have it. And what's right behind it? Three open milk containers. Along with the big, they've got the
big
jugs. Yes,
I use the big jug for my coffee now.
Yeah.
See, what's the problem? Why would someone not? If someone would be willing to use a big jug container of milk,
yep,
to fill up a little bit of splash of milk in their coffee, why wouldn't they use the same milk from a little small container? I don't understand.
People are animals? I don't know.
Like, something about a large communal milk is fine, but a small communal milk is not fine. I don't understand.
Maybe they think it took a swig of it or something.
I guess.
I could probably tell you why.
Why?
Because the little ones are still open. If somebody spills it, it spills milk all over the inside, whereas the big ones have a cap that closes.
Well, I know, but what would stop you from using the small one?
If it's spillable. Right?
That's the question.
It's the spills. Oh. They don't want the spills.
Anyway, first world problems on campus.
Someone actually had that as an interview question at Microsoft.
What?
Are you a type of person that would put the milk container back in the fridge if it's a small container or not? That's an interview question at Microsoft, I've heard.
I wonder what the correct answer of that would be.
I don't know. Apparently, it has some deep, soulful insight into your being as a person.
I'm lactose intolerant. I don't drink milk. Avoid it. Avoid it entirely.
Winner.
You are hired, winner, sir.
You are hired.
Hired.
Big welcome to Joe Kelly as well as Diego Costa.
Diego. Super Tech Boy.
Yeah, we said hello to Super Tech Boy. Yeah. Did you see Andy Sandwich had a pretty good blog post the other day? I don't remember what it was, but I read it and I went, I want to talk about that on Patch and Switch.
Which one was it?
He did. It was on. I think it was on the Hyper-Vs.
Oh yeah.
He does his little in a minute thing where he kind of does a podcasty thing. He says in a minute, but it was like 2.5 minutes. So I'm going to call him out on the fact that why is your show called in a minute and you go over a minute?
Oh, nice.
2.5 shows.
I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, it was pretty good. Go check it out. He can put the link on there. Nerd Pile, going back to the milk, says the smaller ones are more likely to have had lips on them.
Okay, that's just
you guys
the fear.
Think alike.
Chicago.
That's the fear, man.
Is that what it is? Yeah.
Like, honestly?
Chicago fear.
Chicagoans, Chicagoinians, or what do we call Chicagoites? What are they?
I don't know.
Chicago folks. Chicago peeps. They would be the type of person that would take a milk container, use a little bit of it, and say, I'm going to put this back in the fridge.
Lick it,
and then put it back inside the fridge. Is that what it is?
Might be up where Ned's from, but yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
Good one. Andy Sandwich says it's Hyper-V Monday Minute. Wireless Life has joined us.
Oh, no.
I wonder how many people in Canada are watching.
He's trying to bump our viewership. It's part of his promotion contract that we signed with him.
We signed another contract with somebody with money we don't have?
Hey, people want to sign the contracts? I'll let them sign them. You know, they're not worth the paper they're printed on. So
you're printing these out?
I didn't put the disclaimer at the bottom. It says, please respect the environment. Do not print this email. that still freaks me out that some people actually do that.
Yeah.
Actually,
then again, there are people like my mother that print out their email to read it.
I'm not joking. Actually, we used to work for a guy, one of my old jobs, that was an IT. Well, back then it was business management or whatever it was, manager. And he used to have his assistant print out his emails and put them inside of his little in tray so he knew how to sort them. And then he put his responses written on the bottom in the out tray. Efficient. And then she would pick them up and respond to those emails.
Honestly, inefficient. That honestly sounds like what my dad would have done like in the last years at Boeing.
Absolutely.
Wireless Life suggests Canadian Tire Money.
Canadian Tire Money. You know what? We have to do a special shout out to Canada.
Okay.
Because
they accept you?
The data centers are open, eh? Like,
oh, yes, they are.
Toronto.
The
and also Quebec. Quebec is also open as well. And just in case anyone wants to know, that does not represent East and West Canada. Canada is much larger than those two cities for East and West. So, yes, they are open.
It also,
and they're available for data sovereignty as well for Office 365.
Very however, cool. Azure Active Directory? No.
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Looks like Nerdpile posted a picture of the infamous...
Oh, in the chat room?
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Do we have that to show folks?
It's in the chat room. I don't have to do anything. It's right there.
Nice.
Well, I know, but if people actually might actually be watching the show.
with some people.
Oh, there you go.
Watch this when it's not live. Well, and I'm like,
why would you spend your time on that? There's so much good content.
To consume.
Get it nice.
Oh, I slammed the guest at the beginning, and he's you know giving it back. Yes, I guess. Is that what it is? Yeah, that's the absolutely. Chicago fighting spirit.
That's right. Nice and zoomed in.
Should we start the show? Should we start going into our conversations?
Yeah. I will say, though, I'm very impressed that our viewership for the chat room is going up with most shows.
Yeah, we are getting a lot
I think this guest thing is working for us. We should have done this earlier.
Really?
Because they have their own entourage of people online that follow them, and they show up for the show. It started with MJ. She was
the one that started. But we've had guests before that.
I know, but she's the one that kind of took us up to that next stratospheric level of 20 people that go into the
We
channel.
Doubled.
Oh, yeah. Wow. So you have more. You have 22.
Oh.
You're bigger than MJ in the chat room.
Bigger than Ned Pyle? Ned Pyle was pretty popular.
I think he had 24, but I don't want to hold it to him because...
make sure Ned drops out of the chat room when he gets to 23.
It gets up close. You'll have all of Ned's people will drop out in a second or two.
Chuck Rocks Canada has also joined us. So hello, Chuck. First, we do the show. When we do the show, we have four segments. The segments are random segments of random techiness.
Do you want me to tell you what they are in order?
No, I actually do remember. I am half a cup of coffee in this morning.
That's the problem.
Should
probably get rid of that tape.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
First segment is From the Trenches, which is the things that we're doing in our life, in our work today.
Work is work-related work.
Work-related work, as opposed to non-work-related work.
Does Mark have his notes ready for what he's been doing for this last week and change?
Yeah.
Do you have your notes ready?
I don't have any notes.
Your connect.
He doesn't need notes.
Okay.
I was told, do no preparation for this. That's
Well, because the fear is that he'd come in all prepared and outshine us and they'd get rid of us.
So I knew it was a professional operation you guys had running with the mandatory no prep.
Yes.
Yes, we do have mandatory no prep for the program. What do you do?
So, what is it that you do?
I know what you do, but I'm asking because the listeners typically don't. Right.
So I'm a program manager in the Azure Active Directory product group, and I'm on a team that works directly with customers to do onboarding and implementation of Azure AD and get feature requests and feedback and make sure they get deployed properly. So it's I'm in the trenches for real doing lots of actual deployment of Azure Active Directory.
So without naming any specifics of customers, all the names are changed to protect the innocent. What is the weirdest thing that you've gotten from a assistant support request that's kind of like you, made you kind of go, huh? What?
What?
just think of that in the last little while. What would it be?
In the last, like in this position or in PFE?
Let's start with this one because this one's relatively. Yeah. How long have you been in this role for?
Almost a year.
Almost a year. So let's do both. Do one for this year chunk and then one for when you're PFE because I'm assuming it's going to be even more graphic and bloody.
Yeah. So
I don't know. His current job and what he does now is pretty graphic and bloody.
Yeah. I would say from this one, we had some. A company has 7 domains globally, and each domain was run by a different group of people, and then that group of people is subdivided by different continents. So we have lots of data that needs to be synced to Azure AD, and it's all in different spots, and they want their own custom things that you should never need because you shouldn't be in that spot to begin with.
7 domains of people didn't talk to each other.
Yeah.
In the same company.
That's correct.
And they each have their own proprietors. Were they fighting over top of custom attribute 1, custom attribute 2, custom attribute 3?
No, that would be easy because it'd all be in one spot. Like one domain has it in custom attribute 1, one has it in CN, one has it all. I mean, it's all over the place.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how about PFE-wise? The weirdest thing that you're asked to do when you get to work?
Weirdest thing in PFE?
That kind of made you scratch your head.
That's a lot of PFE. I don't know. I mean, there's been some weird critsits and stuff where people broke, you know.
Oh, can you define Microsoft jargon?
Critsit is a critical situation.
Critical situation.
Usually means you can't, like the business is down or not operating, so like no one can get email or no one can log in.
Are there levels to quitsit?
Yes. It's 1 and A, and I've been on 1 in 5 years, and that's the highest one. And it was
that's when big people get notified.
Yeah,
what's going wrong.
Yeah, that was one. Actually, I was on site for 26 straight hours with the customer. And Tom Moser, who's in Azure RMS now, also came. He was on site as well, and he was on site for 24 hours. And the story was someone promoted a domain controller, and then now nothing worked on the network after that. Like nothing worked.
Oh wow.
And we got on site, and we were looking at what was going on, and we noticed that the network MTU packet was anything over, like, 900 would become out fragmented. And I said, like, what's going on with this? And they said, don't worry about it. Don't worry about the MTU size. And so the answer should be, right, 1,500 should be what the MTU should be. And we kept working through that, and
Don't worry about it.
And they refused to call Cisco, who was their network vendor, for hours and hours and hours. And finally, we asked, why won't you just call them? Because this looks really weird, and you know, you're down as a company right now. Like, this is bad. And it came out that they didn't have any support with Cisco, and the core, like, Cisco Catalyst switch was 6 or 7 years old and didn't have any support on it and all kinds of good stuff. And it ended up being MTU size was wrong. And as soon as they got the MTU on the switch correctly to 1500, all of a sudden the entire network started lighting back up.
Again.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's never a good feeling. Like, you promote the domain controller and all of a sudden it's like, poof.
Nothing worked. I was like, it doesn't do that.
Well, that's the first time. Like, I was like, what do you mean? It can't break anything. Well,
so it was a long
apparently
crit
it can.
It was a long crit set.
What did you eat during those 26 hours?
Well, there was we were like in one of those business parks, and it was on a Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
So there's nothing open. So
yeah, because it's the one that has like the awesome cool sandwich shop, but it's only open from like noon to 3.
So
yeah.
Someone brought in like because they had like on-call rotation for their managers and things like that. So someone brought in like Jimmy John sandwiches, and like we just devoured whatever was in that box. It didn't matter.
The box itself.
The box of food, they throw it in the center of the room. Yeah. Go, eat.
And we did the classic thing you're not supposed to do on like those types of issues where every hour you must give a status update, right?
Yes.
Because management demands to know what's happening.
Yes.
So we give the status update, then 15 minutes is spent like going over the direction of what management said, then you get 15-20 minutes to actually work on the problem, and then you have to stop because you need to start preparing for the next status update. So
yes.
And then you get to the next. So you get like 20 minutes of work in like every hour to actually work the problem.
Oh, I remember those days.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember those days. Nerdpile says it's never the network. Never the network.
It's never
it's
the
fine.
Sand either unless you look at the sand. That's another good one.
Yeah, it's never the sand.
It's never the
sand.
The sand is never until you look at the performances, and then it's always
it's
the
like,
sand.
Wow.
Yeah,
Jason Velocity says no one knows how to feed PFEs.
we had nowhere to go.
Nowhere to go, and you really couldn't move. I mean, because you had that 20-minute window to actually do anything.
Every hour,
That's where those.
And they also did the other classic thing you don't do is which people just started making changes all over the place to try to get things to work.
Oh God, so, I hate that.
And nothing was documented, and I'm like, I don't know what your SQL Server is going to do now. You did do it, so
I can spell SQL. big hello to Ludwig who's joined us.
Hey, Scott.
He's going to be around until we talk about beer.
He has a birthday.
Oh, yeah?
Not today.
Most people do, actually. Did you know this?
No, I know. He does. Okay. But he has a birthday that's on Friday the 13th. So every Friday the 13th, I think he deserves someone to say happy birthday, even though it's not the same day. I don't know when his birthday is.
It's December.
You just know that he was
said
born
early this morning. His birthday is on Friday the 13th. So
it's the same as mine. It's December 13th.
Nice. Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Oh, there you go.
Our guest is knowledgeable.
Mr. Blacksway says he did an AD migration in the Czech Republic a while ago with the same results. So they got delivered disgusting pizza for meals while working their arses off. We can say that word, right?
Sure.
You
put the 7-second delay in, right? Legal told you to.
Where's the dump button? Yeah, audio.
Nerdpile wants to make sure that you understand that the MTU change was purely a coincidence. The fact that even it was coincidence, even though that's what fixed the problem.
Exactly.
It was done.
It had nothing to do with that.
Yeah, had nothing to do with it. What have you been working on, buddy? Documents?
Like reviews are like right.
It's like
I'm dumbfounded.
It's like uncomfortable silence,
I know,
right?
I'm trying to think of what can I talk about. What I've been working on. I can just say I worked on docs. I've been working on some image publishing stuff, which is kind of fun. It still amazes me that I have the rights to be able to go off and to publish images. As part of the product.
Someone's asleep at the wheel on that one.
there's a large variety of different stages and approvals and tools that you have to use and stuff like that. But in theory, I could publish an image. So I was thinking about actually releasing a patch and switch image of NanoServer out there. A special build of NanoServer.
That's just
that has an actual copy of Zork that will run on it.
Oh, that'd be kind of awesome.
In the console?
And
yeah.
And
so.
Honestly, I've been working on docs and I've been working on images. There's a lot of cool stuff. I've been upgrading my PowerShell skills because I'm a hack, a pure hack at it. Like most people who have not had the time to fully use it every single day inside of a production environment and actually learn the real way how to use it.
Yep.
It's just when I need it for troubleshooting. So I got to remember, oh, yeah, do this. And you know one thing that really bugged me that happened with me this week?
Not yet.
Let me tell you. you know, using PowerShell Active Directory, PowerShell Azure commandlets, going in and saying, you know, get account, get the stuff off the accounts. Yep. I've got multiple accounts that I use. I then have to go and say select account, be able to go off and use it, and then I start using it, and it's returning me the wrong issues with the I'm trying to look up images or trying to look up storage accounts and stuff like that, and it's like in the Azure CLI, the other tool that I use. I just simply have to go in and type in Azure storage accounts mm-hmm. list, you know, boom, and off it goes and works. And I can say Azure accounts or storage, you know, set, get, whatever it is from the CLI. For in PowerShell, I've actually got to say select the account. This is the default storage account I want to use if I want to identify it. But then I actually have to, besides choosing the account, I actually have to do a select or a switch account command or something to that effect. I'm like, why can I not list and see this storage group? Mm-hmm. And it's like, because it's on that account, but I'm logged into this account. You still have to then go in and do a context switch on the accounts to be able to see
within PowerShell. Yeah.
Yeah. This is great radio, by the way. It's describing the PowerShell switches you have to use.
So that was annoying for me. It delayed me by all of, you know, 15 minutes or so as I was trying to figure out why things were not working. Pain in the butt.
Ledwig wants to clarify and say for the record, he doesn't leave when we talk about beer. He just stops listening.
Oh, okay. I will shout out for some good assistance, always provided by the friendly PowerShell community, when I was expressing my frustration. My good old friend, Energized Tech.
Yeah, so Visio MVP just said in the chat, PowerShell, you just need to know Sean's Twitter handle. Yeah,
well, basically, Sean, I ping Sean. I actually have him on my Skype business account, so I can just ping him. And he's like, oh, yeah, here. And all of a sudden, there's like, you know, a 700-line PowerShell script. It's
that's
all,
why
does everything.
Your skills never get better because you just outsource your problems.
You got it. So tip of the hat, shout out to
is there a problem with that?
Mr. Energized Tech.
No, I do the same thing.
That's how support works.
Want to say a big hello to Claudia, who's joined us.
Nice. How about you,
good
man?
Good to see Claudia.
Have you worked this week at all?
No.
Like, nope. Say, you don't work much.
I booked him.
Nice. At least you forwarded the meeting request correctly.
No, I actually created a new meeting request and sent it.
Did you follow the process we have?
Absolutely.
Okay. Got to make sure.
I don't know. You got a meeting request,
right?
I
did, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's here. I'm writing docs.
Oh, yeah? You're enjoying the markdowns?
No, I'm not doing the markdowns.
Oh, so they're not docs docs.
They're not docs docs. They're guidance docs.
So Word docs.
Right now, yes. Actual eventually, format. They're going to have to end up in the markdown world.
And you won't be able to convert those. I'll just let you know.
It's fine. It's probably, somebody
it's
who can.
It's copy, paste as text, and then reformat the whole thing.
Have you seen the site docs.microsoft.com?
I love it. Oh, I love it.
So it's that's kind of the new, I guess it's
the new black.
The new experimentation of the documentation format, and EMS is the first workload that's in there.
Mm-hmm.
So some of our stuff is there. Then some of our stuff is not so there. I'm working on fixing that. That's what I'm doing. Basically trying to make sure that folks have the deployment guidance that these guys can help us create. Mark's team is awesome. The guys that – I mean, like, I sit in their hallway just because the way that work, they'd moved over to a new building, so I'm kind of like the black sheep. I sit well away from the rest of my team, and I sit by their team.
Well away from
he's demoted
team.
Down by us.
Yeah. Look, our camera just said too hot, shutting down, and it just powered off.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of cool.
Oh, crap. It's
too
the
hot
show.
Shutting down.
Hi,
oh, dude,
you?
That's seriously warm. Is it because the cameras are back to back and it can't
know.
Cool?
Maybe. Can you blow on it?
I don't know.
I don't have another camera to put on there.
That was cool, though. I mean, that was kind of awesome.
What are we doing?
I don't know.
Well, so, hi.
Hi.
Got a nice shot of the ceiling right
nice
now.
Nice shot of the ceiling right now.
Oh, and dropping the camera there. Yeah,
I guess I could manually kind of.
I'll do some panning for you.
Yeah, thank you. There you go. A little extra.
Everyone just threw up at their desk watching it. Now with the camera just flipping around. And that is just curled over.
Jason Velocity says that you should save that graphic for embarrassing moments. I'm with the buddy. So these are the cameras that we use, right?
This
so
was kind of hot.
You're a little low on the shot there.
Rick. Am I? Sorry. It's not wide. It's not wide angle.
It's not a wide angle.
Here, I'll switch to wide angle.
Let's see.
God, no. I don't know.
This actually works. let's
keep
see.
Going.
Super Tech Boy. Super Tech Boy. My Windows 10 laptop said the camera was overheating and it was shutting down my phone. Oh goodness, what was I talking about?
Your work.
We need a warning label on this show that there says warning may cause motion sickness.
Yeah. I'll put that in the show notes when we go.
Veronica's not here. She has a conference call in her ears right now. This is really down. I mean, it's like offline.
Do you have a selfie stick? We could put this on a selfie stick.
Oh, good God.
I don't admit.
I mean, he's got a couple in his
car. Oh, of course. You know, his daughter has one, I'm sure.
No, actually, we have no selfie
stick. There's a selfie stick ban in the Snow household?
Well, yeah, just like Disneyland. They're banned in Disneyland, so therefore they're banned in my house. Here, let's see. Does this work?
You can put that in your coffee cup.
Hey, we got video.
Can you put that in your coffee cup? Can you balance it on that?
Balances down.
The cable's all jacked.
Boy.
Audio's getting all...
I'll hang on to this one, and you guys point it towards me.
Point that one toward
you?
In
other words, that one. There we go.
Okay. Is that how we're going to do the show now?
Excellent. We've
reached a new low of production quality.
Is Larry in the chat room?
Joe Kelly says he's had GoPros hardwired to the front of his motorcycle in 115-degree Arizona heat. Never had one shut down from heat. That's impressive. Welcome to Friday the 13th, sitting in a room with Rick.
Can I? Nice. With no air conditioning, and a door has to be propped open.
Correct. Correct. The next episode of Patch and Switch, powered by Windows Phone cameras. goodness gracious.
So how about we move on to the second section of the show, since we've all talked about work so far?
Yeah, what's the second section of the show? That's
beer money.
Beer money. Things that we do, IT stuff that we do for our friends, our family's friends, dogs, cousins, uncles. Bitten was doing some beer money, as I mentioned in the welcome. If you didn't hear, he was actually... this is really kind of weird. Sorry. He was upgrading a laptop from Windows 8 to Windows 10. Wonder if somebody could come in and upgrade our camera system as a beer money project.
Yeah. Hey, Mark, can you adjust that camera up a little?
Sorry. This is so uncomfortable.
Make our guest hang on to it.
No.
Hey, no. He's hired to do something for the show.
Just show up. Let's see.
Done.
Oh, there we go.
Done.
Sorry.
There we go.
Vizio MVP says that answers my question. The 13th does not cancel the clause effect, it multiplies it. Scott Metzl has joined us. He says, holy cow, I fired up the show and it's all Blair Witch Project. Look out behind you.
That's good.
There's someone standing in the corner.
My God.
So the concept of beer money is basically tech support you do for your friends and family.
Yep.
Kind of like this. Mr. Yep. Mark. What do you say? How often do you get called on for tech support with your friends and family and then get paid nothing in return?
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't know you got paid for that.
Oh, well, we do it with beer money.
Yeah, but I don't get paid like in any...
No, like they don't give you a 2-4 or something?
Sometimes. They at least
see, there you go.
Sometimes. Feed you dinner or something if you're over for dinner and they ask you to help out?
Well, so the app I use a lot is TeamViewer, if anyone's ever heard of that.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
So you don't have to go anywhere. As long as they have internet, you can probably fix whatever.
Unless someone
it is.
Changes the MTU size.
Unless a company changes their MTU size, and then you have to go on site for a day. Yeah, I mean, I probably every couple of weeks, depending on what it is.
So what? Name some. What's the interesting one you've had?
Interesting one. Typically, it's there's no bigger crisis at my parents' house than the internet is down. Like that's.
The whole internet?
The internet is...
Are you good with Xfinity routers? I have an ongoing saga.
Okay, right stop.
I've got beer I can pay him with.
Yeah.
No.
a big one with the Xfinity stuff was IPv6 was enabled and would sometimes confuse things. You could disable it directly in the router. But
Yeah,
I mean, probably every couple of weeks or something. One that I will recommend everybody do is if you have friends and family that call you all the time, have them enable two-factor authentication on all their stuff. That seems to make a lot of the passwords stolen and all that kind of good stuff go away.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. And twofactor.org, I believe, is a site will have a list of all of the services that have two-factor enabled for it. And then you can go through and make sure your stuff's two-factored up.
So you're preventing hijacking and social engineering, basically.
Yeah. My dad had a I don't know if he got actually hijacked or not, but there was spam coming out of his AOL.com account. So that should tell you how tech savvy he is, right?
He probably installed from the DVD or CD.
He's got still got hours left in this account. I'm not losing money on this. I'm not going to lose money on this deal, right? So he was on AOL.com and there was some spam coming out. And I was been telling him this, he needs to switch off and get on something that does two factor. And he finally did switch not that long ago. But he also calls it the Facebooks and the Twitter. So if you want to know how plugged in he is on what's going on the internet. That's,
I was checking the Facebooks today.
Yeah. I can't even tell him about Snapchat.
Can we set the camera on like the apple juice container? Like that. Your camera, because people are getting seasick with your camera.
Yeah.
Angle. Yeah.
I'm going to try.
Put that down.
Put that here. Like that.
There you go.
Okay. That works.
Hang on. Here comes the gaffer's tape.
Are you really going to tape that? Look, you've got to show
Oh, God.
Show it. You've got to show it. You can flip over. Look at what I'm watching here.
Put that back in the fridge when we're done with it, too. Next to the open milk.
Next to the open milk.
There you go.
Okay, awesome. Let's see. How does it work? Great until you bumped it.
Good?
Yeah, that's good.
Do you want me to tape that one to your cup?
No, I'm good.
You sure you don't want him to tape it?
I don't need any more gaffer's tape involving Rick and Friday the 13th. Have you been doing any beer money support? I know you're still in hell because you just refused to actually replace the router with something that works.
Yes. So actually, I'm going to try the. So you're saying on the Xfinity router, it's actually an IPv6 setting on it.
Sometimes, I've seen that cause issues, but yeah, you can. I mean, you should try to be on IPv6.
The behavior that comes up is basically every once in a while, after for some unknown reason, the. I want to call it the routing daemon, or just simply the daemon that's running the damn thing itself.
Yep.
Eventually just kind of locks up and just stops responding, and then it might come back, it might not come back, but if you reboot the box, then it's absolutely fine.
This is on your...
This is on the Xfinity router.
This is your stuff, right, that's broken, or this is...
No, it's the Xfinity router, by Comcast.
I know, but this is your Xfinity router. And
yeah, of course it is.
I don't know if you're fixing someone else's stuff.
No, man, it's mine. It's beer money for my kids and for my significant other. She's the one that notices when it's down the most. The kids don't notice so much because they just flip between their phones using data or using Wi-Fi if it's not working. So, although the funny thing is that my son now knows how to restart the router correctly just by unplugging it and counting to 30 and then plugging it back in again. So apparently open box routers are not the kind to get when you exchange them at Xfinity store. I should probably go and exchange that for one that's not an open box.
So...
Sounds like a memory leak.
Instead of open box, I should say plastic bag. I should have guessed when they handed me the bag with the router inside of it that it's probably not a new one.
It's like straight from the flea market.
I suggest getting the router that does not have the combo
telephone.
So get the one that's just the router that's not the router and the wireless access.
Oh yeah,
point.
Totally. They don't have that one there at Xfinity, though, I don't think.
They do. You just have to ask for it.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think it's an Aris. In fact, it's in the chat room. Jason Velocity's talking about it.
Which one?
I have an Aris as well.
A what?
Aris
TG862. Okay.
But you just ask them. You just ask them for the one that says, look, I'm going to use a separate wireless router.
Are they able to still do telephony through that one?
Yes.
Yes.
On that one?
Yeah.
There's telephony on that guy?
Yes. I don't know if it's that specific model, but the one that I have that I've had for years that works just fine at my house.
Is it the Aris?
Yes. And then I have the super awesome router in the house, right? Right.
Yeah, I've got the spider upside down dead bug router.
Upside down dead bug router? Yeah.
Which is quite good.
So Jason Velocity says, seriously, trade it for an Aris or get your own.
Jason Velocity, I'm going to do that. And I shall send you beer money in some way, shape, or form.
Ned Pyle's asking Mark to start periscoping the show so that they can truly get the vomit squared effect.
The vertical
barf of vision.
The VVS, vertical video syndrome.
Vertical video syndrome, yeah.
Can you see his, how he's got his set up there?
Yeah.
It's in the camera frame.
It's balanced on my laptop.
I want to shake the table, but there's too many coffees on here.
Yes,
so
please. Yeah. Please don't. We actually have a solution that's working.
Nice. So that's so for me, honestly, that is the main beer money I've been struggling with for the last month or so.
Haunting you.
I finally connected that new PC that I built.
Oh, yeah.
It's now fully running.
Nice.
Fully functional. It's only taken me 6 months because I built it in December.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You couldn't find a cable long enough to plug it in?
No, I was... So here's the deal. It goes into the studio, and the studio in my house, and I have all sorts of equipment to do the DJ thing, and then I have a stand, boom stand for the microphone because mm-hmm. I speak on the show, and then I wanted to get a monitor stand. So very similar, the Ergotron.
The ergonomics.
Yeah, the Ergotron arm, right?
Yeah.
We just lost this camera again.
Yeah, it turned off.
Oh, guess what? The battery's dead. Yeah, seriously, battery's dead.
What?
Yeah.
Huh?
I'm gonna plug it in.
What show number is this for you guys?
Show number disaster.
Lord Almighty, it is a disaster.
Show number three.
Show number disaster. All right, we're gonna let it charge for a minute.
Did you bring the? You didn't bring the battery.
I don't have a battery.
Oh, see, I've got an external battery that I could plug.
You have the battery.
You should have brought it in, I guess.
Did you seriously just ask me if I brought the battery that you have?
I've got two batteries.
Hey, we could switch to the security cam. Oh,
there you go. Oh, the security cam's down too.
Damn. You could plug in. No, that's not going to work there either.
at any rate, Jason Velocity says that Aris is the standalone router and modem. It's a gateway device. It's the best product they offer with telephony. So there you go. Works with the telephony. So
if that battery's dead,
yes,
that means the ops team didn't plug it in.
Well, it was plugged in when we walked in, but my question is did it lock up and therefore not charge? Remember, because this camera, this camera's got some problems.
I actually kind of like, now I'm just the faceless voice. You can't hear me or see. You can hear me, but you can't
see. Hey,
me,
so. You can't take that away from me.
At any rate, I was talking about...
how come we didn't stripe these cameras is what I want to know.
Wait a minute. You put this on me now?
Instead of Parody.
I'm the audio guy.
These cameras should be on Parody and not on Stripe. They needed to have that Parody bit to make it so we'd have one more.
Can I finish telling my beer money story?
Yes, go ahead.
All right. So the problem with the Ergotron arms is cost factor.
Yeah, it's a little pricey.
They're very pricey.
Have you been dumpster diving?
I actually did.
DVD drive over there.
It's a Blu-ray.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of Polycoms in there.
Yeah.
The
old ones?
The cable has been cut.
So you can't use them?
How you like me now?
I know. It's like, I can't get this damn thing out of here. Just screw it. Cut it. Throw it out.
We have a solution for the ones that we have because our prior boss was really smart and went out and bought the piping because it needs to be taller.
Conduit
so when
pipe.
I DJ, I stand up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? Well, if you want to pay to buy the same unit, it's like $100 more to get an extension.
You can just buy the conduit pipe.
Yeah, but they don't sell it in any size under 38 feet. So you have to buy the 38-foot conduit pipe and chop it down.
Nice.
Right? And the 38-foot conduit line doesn't fit in the back of the Explorer.
It doesn't?
No. So I actually was doing the research and doing the looking arounds on the Amazons, and I found a cheap version that works just great. It goes just high enough to make it work. So got it all connected, got the system up, and we're all running. So we're all good.
Excellent.
Like to hear more about your camera recommendations than routers because clearly you know your cameras and mounts. Yeah. No.
I have one more GoPro at my desk that I use for Tuesdays with Corey, and it has the extra battery pack.
Hey, why don't you run over to 42 and get that?
Yeah. I'll be back. It might catch the last couple of minutes of the show. Exactly.
Oh, that's all right. It didn't stop you from going to get coffee 3 minutes before we went on the air this morning.
Nice.
Did you really just post in the chat room, I can't believe we're running a show like this?
Yeah, it works. I mean, have you seen the camera is precariously placed directly over top of my coffee cup?
Yeah, what could possibly go wrong?
I didn't even move
that. Because if that USB cable...
GoPros are waterproof, right?
Claudia has it 100% right. There is no other show like this.
I know, eh?
And here's the thing. Here's the thing. We are at 26 listeners
right
in the
on.
Chat room.
And they're seeing the best production. And they're seeing the best production ever.
27. We're now at 27.
So I think I mentioned in the last show that Larry has put the request in for the budget for a single 360 view camera for the for the environment here. So basically it would be one camera that sits in the middle, and then people can actually pan themselves around inside the video to be able to see where we are. Can't wait for that.
It's not great. Yeah. It's not great in this room.
That's going to go
You're
for the
ruining
news.
The effect. Know, they can't see it.
That's
when
the one problem. Having a guest on where they're normally just you know protected by the Twitter sphere and then the audio listening to this, they actually can see what it's like inside the studio.
Well, you know what happened when Larry came on. He's like, you guys really do a show here? You guys it didn't this. Look that bad on camera.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there you go. Mr. Blacksway, oh, God, patch and switch, go VR.
Yeah.
Esposito, Klaus Geiver. That's, yes. I want to use that term, Klaus Geiver.
Yeah. I think we got the first word for the end of the for the name of the show.
I thought it was MTU.
that too. We got two words already.
Next next part of the show is one of our favorites, which is beer talk. Yes. You're a beer guy, yeah?
I drink beer.
Show's over. Let's leave.
Drop mic.
Drop
no,
mic.
Don't drop the mic.
No, please. We already have bad. We already have camera issues. Had any good ones lately? Of the crafting variety?
Yes. Dogfish Head Midas Touch is very good.
Where's Dogfish?
It's out of Delaware.
It's out of Delaware?
Yes. Yeah.
Dogfish IPA, very famous Dogfish IPA 90. Can I borrow your power?
Yes, you can borrow my power.
I just got a notice on my surface saying my battery's about to die. Bring this over here. Cut. Can you bring that? Lombata?
You guys can't see the absolute chaos that is going on right now.
We're
going
to have to cut them out.
Why the hell doesn't this camera work?
Hang on, I'll get this in here.
This is fantastic radio.
This is fantastic.
At some point, somebody thought it was a good idea to do video along with it. It's all gone to hell in a hand, about 6 cents. So Dogfish, yes, good. Here in the locals, you've been to Postdoc?
I've not.
Postdoc is over by Marymore Park, the other entrance of Marymore Park. Right now, they have a grapefruit Kolsch, which if you take a look at my check-in that I did on Untappd, was basically, oh my God, I basically need to sit on a patio and have servants bring me things when I drink this beer. And it's only 3% alcohol, so you can sit there all day and you'll just be like, bring us your finest meats and cheeses and more beer. You know, and you just sit
what's
and
the point? Like, what's the point?
To drink a lot of it.
Drink the water.
Drink a lot of it.
You get your vitamin C from this. Get your vitamin C. It's not
really
extract
really
they're using in that guy there. It's good.
Nerd Piles claims that Old Style is your idea of craft beer.
Oh, nice.
So Old Style is a solid Chicago beverage that's disgusting, and I don't drink any of that. Other Chicago beers that are bad, Milwaukee's Best.
The Beast.
Natural Ice.
Is Chicago and Milwaukee?
Oh, Natural Ice.
Natty
Good
Ice.
Good old Natty Ice.
Hey, is Chicago
Hams?
And Milwaukee?
That's still a thing?
Where's Milwaukee?
Oh.
Hams?
Milwaukee is north of Chicago.
That's
it's in the same
Hams.
State.
Hams?
No, it's not the same state.
It had the bear on it, right?
I think so. Well, that's Ned. That's from Ned.
Do you realize that we're having a completely different conversation than they are?
Everyone is confused. Stuff. This,
no. But Old Style is disgusting, and you can get it at Wrigley Field. So have a good time with that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, they have Old Style at Wrigley.
Yeah, okay, I got to ask you since you mentioned baseball.
Yep.
baseball to me means hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Apparently, in what field do you go to all the time?
It's U.S. Cellular, also known as Comiskey.
Comiskey, so you're a Comiskey guy?
Yeah.
He's a south side, so he's
a Comiskey guy?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have Atomic Green Relish?
Yeah.
So it's like vibrant green, like coleslaw green?
It's the only way they make it, I thought, right?
Now, is it sour? Is it sweet? Is it good? Do you have it on your dogs?
I don't like that, but yeah, you can get it. I mean, they have the onion dispenser where you just can crank and get as many onions as you want. Yeah, or you can get grilled onions.
Like they have at Costco.
You're talking out. What?
They have it at Costco, dude.
What?
It's the same thing.
I can get fresh onions on my dogs?
Yes.
What? I did not know this. I just heard for the first time I've heard that you can actually get this Atomic Green Relish. I did not know about it.
It's like standard.
Is it?
Yeah.
Can you buy it in stores?
The Atomic Green Relish at when we went to Portillo's.
Well, that was my next question. I was going to ask him about his preference because it's Chicagoans always like fight over top of the best pizza and then, like the best dip. Is it called a dip? What is that? The hot dog you dip? Italian sandwich?
So let's go ahead and
so fun to play.
Straight this.
Right, listen to Canada over here talk about Chicago.
It's called the combo.
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 Combo. It's sweeter hot sausage, and then there's beef on top. And
right. Right. Yeah, I've had one of those. Yeah. So where is your favorite combo from?
Portillo's. Really?
Portillo's?
Yeah.
I can't, well, it's the only one I had, so I had it at 8 o'clock in the morning.
How was it? Are they even open at 8?
They opened for us.
It wasn't Ooh. 8.
It wasn't 8?
No, it was 11.
Oh, okay. I thought it was
but
8.
But the day before, we had been drinking at 4 different craft breweries.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Okay. So beer-wise, we have done a ton of beer.
We have.
Last Saturday was the Homebrew Day, National Homebrew Day.
Yes. Congratulations and thank you very much. Jimmy Cotta.
Yes.
Jimmy Cotta in 1982 signed into law the ability to make homebrew in your house without getting arrested.
That's right.
Right in the bathtub.
You just got it.
Mix it up.
Or in our case, in the garage. And so we celebrated by brewing at our local homebrew store. Mm-hmm. We did a golden ale.
10 gallons of a golden ale.
10 gallons of the golden ale. Outdoors.
Outdoors. So picture 4 tech evangelist type individuals that do professional speaking, all geeking out about beer and making beer and talking with other geeks about beer.
So no one could get a word in.
No one could get a word in. Yeah. It was great. Obviously great.
Various different systems. You've got the guy with his single pot and his 48 bags of hops.
Yeah. He was doing a very complex IPA.
Yes. Very complex IPA.
He had 8 different editions of hops at different specific times.
It was every 5 minutes.
I know, it's crazy.
Absolutely crazy. That was kind of crazy. And then you had our massive setup with 2 30-gallon pots and our
chugger pump
device, and Herm's device.
50-foot stainless coil.
Yes.
We were low-tech, very low-tech.
We basically took up half the area we were brewing in. And then you had the guy from the homebrew store who showed up with his grandfather, which if you don't know what a grandfather is, it's like...
It's a coffee percolator for beer.
Coffee percolator. So like, you know, you go to the local meetings and you have the big coffee percolator thing with the little... Yeah, that's it, the aluminum one. They make one and it makes beer. And essentially you just go in and you press a button and then beer comes out.
It's like a tap.
It's not actual beer. It's wort and then you have to ferment it like you would normally ferment a beer through like a carboy or a keg or something else. But I'm kind of like, what's the point? Wow. But then yesterday, we had an opportunity to brew at Hi-Fi Brewing.
Correct.
But we were brewing using our setup there and then they were using their quote test setup.
Correct.
Which was literally 3
stainless steel kitchen sinks.
In a custom setup that was built, the guy that makes it set up Portland, and it's called Brewmation. I don't know if you can still buy them anymore. But literally, it's 3 stainless steel kitchen sinks with various heating adapters and coils and pumps. And they actually have synchronized pumps that are able to pull off a certain amount of wort from the grains and then add back in the exact same amount of water on the top to be able to do this barge, which is really interesting how they had that all orchestrated and coordinated. But he was having some technical difficulties. He couldn't get the temperature up to the right temperature. So he had He had to use our own Herm's coil or something.
You know why?
Why?
Afterwards, did you not hear the final result?
No, I didn't. I was away.
He didn't plug in the
heating element wasn't plugged in.
Are you serious?
Serious.
Oh, we have camera again for me. Sort of ish. Sort of. He's pointing. I'll get the tape.
There, we're good. We're good.
I was gonna get the tape.
Totally good. Totally good. We got a cable running through J-Shock's face, but it's totally good. Let's see. Mr. Black Slowway, Chuck Richards saying, when do we get to see all the Atlanta establishments you pre-check for us? Can't wait for the Ignite show to go scoping for all the places. Currently, we have not yet been asked to provide
said information. We're still in contract negotiations at this point.
Yes.
If they, for some reason, they don't like our rider that we put in.
It's the hat, contract. Dude.
It's the hat. It's all writer. The hat has to have its stuff. No, unfortunately, we're not involved with
that. That's not to say that we won't reach out to our friends in Atlanta. Have you done Atlanta? Are you a big Atlanta guy? Are you a fan of Atlanta?
I've been to Atlanta.
You've been to Atlanta? It's a
very
good,
political
good
answer
places,
there.
Good places to drink in Atlanta? They have beer there.
Yeah.
There was one of the places where I want to say was the second year of the crew, maybe it was the third year of the crew existing, that when we did Tech Ed in Atlanta, there was a place that we went to that was like a sports bar.
And it had...
And they had the taps there.
Taps
and
in the middle.
The taps in the middle, and you just like pay for the amount of beer that you drink.
Or your own. They turn the key, and that's good for 100 ounces. And then they look and see how drunk you are. Okay, you can have another one. Need another 100 ounces.
I was in Atlanta for our PFE thing, and I don't know. I'll look it up for you guys, but there was a restaurant where you could get a burger that was like a donut that was the buns.
Oh.
They make a burger that has a donut for... Oh.
Yeah. Everyone got it. It was amazing.
It's probably a donut and then fried chicken and then a burger and then fried chicken and then a donut on top. That would be good.
Oh.
We didn't have that, but it was just straight burger.
I just made something new.
It was simpler, but yeah, it was good.
Here, I'm adjusting the camera.
Can I try that again?
Yeah.
Good? Better?
All right. Yeah, it's a little better. Let's see. What else did we have beer talk wise? Or can we let Ledwig back? Ledwig, we're done. Open the door. Let him back in.
Good.
Nerdpile has posted to the chat room a picture of a hot dog, a Chicago hot dog with the, is it atomic relish? Is that the official term?
That's the green.
Or do you just call it relish?
It's just green.
It's, it's like actually atomic relish.
Neon green, yeah.
It's neon green. That's crazy.
What's the other team that's out of there? The Cubs?
Yes,
that's right.
And you don't follow the Cubs?
I do not.
The Cubs play at Wrigley, right?
Yes. They do.
So we saw Wrigley.
We were out front of Wrigley Park.
We didn't see the other one.
No, we didn't.
We
spent most of our time on the north side.
On the north
or
side.
Or in the loop.
Mm. The loop?
Yes. That's where most of our time was spent. Nope, Revolution was on the north side too. So I was just like, yeah, all the places that we went to were pretty much either on the north side or in the central part of the city. It's just the nature of it. I'm trying to think. I think the furthest south that we went was the Science Museum.
Yeah.
I think that's as far south
that
as we
went.
That
was a long drive. They actually stamped our passports and everything.
I did not. They did not.
Our driver knew where we had to go, though. That was nice.
Chuck Richards says they needed the donut burger at Ignite.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I could function after eating that.
So we need to, I'm planning every single possible way to be able to get to Ignite this year. So speaking on things like that.
We have to go.
I'll be there.
You guys are definitely going. That's
okay. He's speaking. He's doing a session.
Oh, nice.
10 things not to do for a video podcast.
Yeah. I'm just going to play this clip.
Nice. Here is an example.
Here's what I love. He's so completely unfazed by this. He's just literally sitting there going, I'm wasting an hour of my time when I could be on the phone.
Yep. What would you say would be a good variety of beer style to make for Ignite if we were to bring some? Did we ever just finalize what that was going to be yet?
Well, a couple weeks ago on the show, you actually said that we're going to do a brew specifically for Ignite, which I had no idea that we were planning on doing.
I think we should. It's just a matter of if they will take my 5-gallon keg as a carry-on or not.
We can fix that.
It fits inside the overhead bins.
Should do like a road trip and just... drive down there.
Or not.
How far is Atlanta from here?
It's probably pretty far.
Long drive?
Couple
I could
of days.
Strap it to the back of my motorcycle.
There you go.
It'd be all carbonated by the time we got there.
It'd be all foam by the time we got there. I've seen how you drive. Yes. I don't know. Well, so I guess that's the thing is what style. Here in the Pacific Northwest, everything is hops. So if it's not an IPA, you can't sell it. But the question is what would be something that the bulk of people heading to the event would enjoy, at least those of us in the group, in the chat room. We can open that up for discussion.
I think we might have to do a poll.
Is it a vote?
We have to do a poll that runs for 2 weeks for the style of beer. And then we'll do another poll on the show that's about what we should call that beer. And we'll name it 3 random words, and that'll be the name of the beer.
Hopefully it has no indication of what type of beer it is. That way it's just straight mystery.
Mystery beer? What is
mystery
it?
Mystery beer.
I don't know.
That could be it.
Veronica's finally off her conference call and can listen to the show. Oh, nice. Veronica.
Oh, nice.
You've missed out. Yeah.
You're going to want to rewind this one.
Yeah. Or not.
Or not.
We
have another segment we have to finish off first.
Yes, yeah, random spending.
Random spending.
Have you spent things randomly lately?
Latest tech gadget. Random thing.
Last random thing I bought was Bravely Second Collector's Edition, which is a Nintendo 3DS game. And it comes with like an art book and a CD and all that kind of good stuff.
That's an adult coloring book?
No, art book, the art of the game.
Okay.
I haven't bought really anything too random lately. I should probably fix that.
Nice.
Have you bought random?
I have bought random. Oh, I didn't personally buy random. My team admin got me a new Surface Pro 4 as a replacement. So I finally have a Surface Pro 4.
And your thoughts?
So far, it's nice. I love the Hello. The Hello is actually working beautifully for me. I walk into my office and it literally, hi, Rick. And it logs me on. It's perfect.
What keyboard do you have? I was just looking at that. I'm like, that's not a normal keyboard.
This keyboard, if you can see that in the camera there. Oh, is that the one? Is this one? Here. Look at that way. How's that? Is that better?
Yeah.
Is that better? This is a keyboard that is actually a backlit keyboard that is, you can see the thickness of it there, a battery pack, Bluetooth powered keyboard that my admin bought me. And it's actually quite nice.
Who makes it?
I have no idea. I can't tell you that. But it actually folds over, and because it's Bluetooth wireless, you can see you can actually have it on your lap and have the screen someplace else.
When you're working. It's made by Zag.
Is it Zag?
Yes.
You can see it?
Yes.
Oh, because the name's actually, in the corner.
Yes. Nice. Yeah, it's amazing.
It's a Zag keyboard.
Yes.
That apparently will stay charged and is Bluetooth based. It'll stay charged for 3 days, 4 days without a charge.
I have a Pro 3 still.
But
is that your daily driver?
Yeah.
So this is my new daily drivers have it set up. And I got the docking station, so I have the ability to get both my monitors running.
Did you get the new dock?
What's the difference? It's a square.
Yeah, so that's the new version.
It's a square that has two display ports, so it just allows me to run my dual monitor setup at work, which is nice. The thing I'm still trying to get used to is the 200 DPI. It's on the main screen, and then non-200 DPI up above. And like Skype for Business freaks out.
Yeah,
it freaks out.
All of a sudden, I'm typing in like 20-point font or something like that.
Yeah.
So that was my sort of random spending that I didn't actually have to spend on.
Does it count as random spending if you didn't spend the money? If so, then we bought a keg washer.
Did we?
Yes, we did.
It's finally been bought? Okay.
No. That's why I was asking if it counts as random spending if the money wasn't actually spent.
The purchase didn't actually happen yet.
Which it was supposed to.
Yes. The Mark II keg washer for homebrewers is on the... It's in my checkout basket. I just haven't gotten around to hitting the purchase button.
I purchased a monitor stand. We already talked about that in the other segment.
And the 36 feet of conduit pipe.
No, I didn't do that. No. Jason Velocity says he's got a loaner Surface Pro 4. He's in love.
Yeah. I will say that the big issue with this one keyboard, though, is it just doesn't have integration with the rest of the OS. Like, it can't switch between tablet and regular mode. It doesn't know.
Oh, because it doesn't know. It doesn't
have the special sensor thingies that are built into it. It also doesn't automatically turn off the screen when you close it and put it inside your bag, as I found out.
Hot bag.
Get the hot bag syndrome.
Hot bag. Mr. Blacksway says he's going to join you at Ignite if you do a session on documentation. That's at least 400 level.
400 level on documentation. I will work that in. Do we have any listeners?
Four guys that show up to that session.
Do we have any listeners in Italy?
I don't know. Anybody? Are you going to Italy?
I'm going to Italy. I'm going to Milan. Or Milano.
Milano.
next week. Yeah, right? Next Saturday. Next Friday. I'm going to Milan for the Cloud Roadshow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very cool.
And I'm looking forward to engaging with partners and customers on the Wednesday. And if none of them show up, then I guess I get to go and tour Milan. Work remotely.
These things are always packed, aren't they?
I'm going to London and Romania in 2 weeks. But we need to actually ask people in the chat room for three random words to name next week's show. Because we're coming down to it. And the band is getting set up in the other room. I can see them right now. Hopefully they'll actually play through their entire introduction, unlike what they did for earlier today when you weren't here. They stopped halfway through.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
It's they can only afford to play for one half of the episode.
No, I think they just pretty much decided since you weren't there.
Okay.
Gave up.
Half effort for the host, half effort for the music.
Exactly. So first word, we've got battery. The second one we're going to do, we need to do it. We just need to call it, right? MTU, right?
Right. MTU for sure.
We got it right there.
Battery MTU, is there a third word? Do we have it? I can't see. We're going to lose this camera. It's blinking at me.
Which one?
This one.
Oh, it's lost. It's gone.
All right.
Lost it again.
And guess what? The band isn't even here.
No?
No, the band refuses to play. This show has technically just gone south.
crash is the third word that I see.
I think, yeah, I think crash.
Is that what it is? That
battery,
what it's
MTU,
battery
crash.
MTU crash.
Make it so.
All right. So that does it again for another exciting episode. And boy, was it exciting. Of the Patch and Switch Show, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Got to say thank you to Esposito, Jason Velocity, Bitten, AZ Growler Guy, IBA Geek 03. Hello, didn't see you come in. Mr. Blacksway, Claudia Ledwig, Kowski, One Wise Geek, Scott Metzel, Henrik. Goodness, there's so many people I actually have to scroll. Hang on, let's see if I can. Damn thing's not even working. Scott Metzel, One Wise Geek, Fair Brit, Veronica, Mr. Pyle, Joe Kelly, Chuck Rocks Canada, Chuck Richards, Andy Sandwich, and Peace Drama, who I didn't say hello to, as well as Wireless Life. Thank you to our guest, Mark Morrow, for joining us. You can catch him on the Twitter sphere. Until next week, or until next episode in 2 weeks' time, have a weekend, everybody. This has been... Please. Are we off?